Okay, guys, this is the official Steve Will Do It podcast and is brought to you by Happy Dad Hard Seltzer. If you are listening to this podcast on Spotify or Apple, please rate this 5 stars. The full video is on my Rumble, rumble.com/Steve Will Do It. Before we get started, I want to shout out all these bars that carry Happy Dad. Rounders in Tuscaloosa, Emporium Sports Bars in Fort Collins, Colorado, McFadden's Bar in Glendale, Arizona. I was just there. Places Awesome was just there, and there are more bars and places that carry Happy Dad Hard Seltzer. Please go to happydad.com/find to locate a place near you. Guys, so just DM Happy Dad that your bar carries Happy Dad, and I'm going to be shouting out random bars every single week. Okay, let's get into the podcast. I have Bradley Martin.
Yo, before we get into the rest of this, I have to say one thing is really funny.
What's going on?
I was going to send one of my assistants to Miami to pick up all of my travel podcast stuff.
Yeah.
And as I sat down for this podcast, I realized you had been using it this entire time for your podcast, and you've now traveled it to Vegas.
Yep.
So now I'm one step closer to just bringing this home, and it feels good.
I think you're mistaken. I actually bought these cameras and I bought everything.
All of this shit is mine.
I just used your—
all of this is mine.
Your Pelican case to transport
that whole—
my camera.
Even the broken camera that Alex already broke and still hasn't paid me for is also in there.
So—
yeah. So after this episode, buddy, you are going to have to get your own equipment. It's going to be tough.
And guys, looks like this is the last episode.
It's not the last episode. He's going to get his own shit.
No, I cannot get my own stuff. This is the last episode, and it's all because of Bradley.
Yeah, okay.
So what are you going to talk about today?
Dude, I mean, there's a lot. I don't know if you saw this. I mean, the UFOs, it's pretty crazy. I'm seeing UFO after UFO after UFO. What is it? They just keep shooting down UFOs.
This is the thing that it disturbs me, because they go, well, there was a Chinese spy plane, right? Or a spy balloon, right? And then next thing you know, there's like all these unidentified things that are being shot down, like in Canada and like the border. And then they're not saying that they're the spy balloons. They're just unidentified things being shot down.
As an adult, because you're 33 years old.
Okay, yes.
What do you think of it? Like, what do you think of it? Like, I see it and I'm like, I have no idea what to think. I think it could possibly be a distraction. I think, I don't know, alien.
Yeah.
I don't really have a firm opinion on it.
Yeah.
But you, I don't know.
First of all, I want to say this. I think aliens are real.
No, aliens are 100% real.
Now, as far as it being specifically an alien or something, I have no idea. I do know, governments are notorious for just like stirring shit up for whatever other kind of reason. So like you said, distraction maybe. Because like, what else is there that's actually kind of going on that needs to have like an eye on it, that we're just like looking at these things that are being shot down and no one's saying what the fuck they actually are? It's just weird.
It's so weird.
They're not even saying what it is.
A UFO.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's just a UFO is an unidentified foreign object?
Flying
object.
So you still don't know what it is because it's unidentified.
Oh, that's our producer. I forgot.
Oh yeah,
producer.
Thanks for the introduction. What up?
You're wearing blackface today.
Yeah, what's going on? Can you pop on camera so people could see what we're talking about? Because that was—
yeah.
Thank you so much. What is that? What is that? A mask?
Yeah, it's a face mask.
I wanted to do blackface for this episode because you're here.
Wow. Did it make you feel at home or what? Nice. Okay. So she has a face mask on. I don't know what she's wearing that for, but it's obviously for like beauty stuff. Obviously, right?
I'm kidding.
Okay, beauty stuff.
The face.
Yeah, dude, I have no idea about the spacecraft stuff. But I think it's fucking interesting, and I think it's a distraction, if you want my honest opinion.
That's where my gut was going through, a distraction. And I also saw, I don't know if you saw, there's a bunch of like radiation or chemicals from shooting down stuff going into like Ohio or whatever. Is it Ohio? Producer, is there any way producer can look that up? There's like it's like, I don't know, I'm reading, it's all on Twitter, like Keemstar and shit keeps posting all these Twitter news.
Radiation going from where to where?
Yeah, that's where the Mrs. Producer, if you can do that. And apparently, I'm reading that a bunch of animals are getting sick and dying, and
something's going on.
Right?
Oh yeah, it is in Ohio.
Something's going on.
Can you read it, Mrs. Producer?
Study sees release of radiation in Ohio. Like more in Ohio than, or 6 times... more than the rest of the United States, sorry.
No, but like there's something going on right now with the shooting down shit.
Shooting down? I don't see that.
It's so hilarious looking at her trying to take her serious with this mask on her face. No, this is amazing. This is great content. For me, this is hilarious. So, okay, what do you think it is as a completely responsible but mostly sometimes irresponsible kid?
Dude, I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know if there's some type of, I don't know, is it possible that there's some type of war going on that we don't know about?
There's definitely a war going on that we're all aware of.
Well, the Ukraine, which is a which is a fake war, right?
Oh yeah. So we're talking about like, is there like a different war?
Do you like, is Ukraine a fake war?
I don't know if it's a fake war, man. That's not a fake war. There's people actually dying.
Not fake war, but isn't it like, what do you think about Ukraine? Because I'm so stupid. And I know nothing. All I've known is Ukraine is a very corrupt. It's very corrupt, and it's not like they're. It's a good place to be. So, like, what's the point of sending someone that's corrupt billions of dollars?
I mean, there's. I'm not well equipped enough to.
I'm not well equipped.
But I
anything.
Do know that, like, I mean, if we're there's a lot of problems here as well that aren't fixed.
Yeah, like, why is that America's responsibility? Why does America do that?
America tends to take. They make everything their responsibility. That's like we're like the giant. Peacekeepers, even though we just cause a bunch of problems.
Now, are other countries giving Zelensky billies?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the UN? Yeah, probably.
All you know, one thing I do know, and you're speaking about like politics and countries and you know leaders, is Kim Jong Un. Did you
what the fuck kind of transition?
No, did you see Kim Jong Un and his daughter? They are so fucking cute together.
Girls, what do you mean cute together?
They are so, like, he's such a good father.
Oh, wait.
They're like, I'm pretty sure they're like Eskimo kissing, like Kim Jong-un. And then, bro, it was like a Snapchat,
You saw this on Snapchat?
Dude, how old does his daughter look?
She's young. But anyways, I saw the video of Kim and his daughter, and they just look so goddamn happy. And I look at Kim Jong-un, and when I see him, I don't see a dictator. I see a good father.
I mean,
I see a good father.
You saw a nice picture.
No, it was video.
Oh, you saw a nice video.
Bro, he seems like a good fucking father. So I really want to meet him one day.
That'd be cool.
I think Dennis Rodman's like the luckiest person ever.
Honestly, you know what's funny? I was talking to Kyle about this on my pod. It was like, it sounds like we're going to end up doing like The Interview straight up.
Oh,
the movie The Interview?
Yes. Love it.
Like, that's what we got to go do.
I think if anyone is going to interview Kim Jong-un, it is Nelk Boys.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the movie, The Interview.
Yeah, no, I've seen
like, we're going to end up being like that.
Yeah, you're going to, wait.
You're going to be fucking, what's that guy's name? What's the actor's name? The main guy. Not Seth Rogen, the other guy. Yeah, you're going to be James Franco.
Sweet. The gym, dude.
Okay, yeah.
We are trying to open up a gym,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you. I mean, I know about you, but I'm currently addicted to science.
I have been addicted to health and fitness and all the things that come along with it for a long time. But more recently, I've been doing a lot more of the things that you're kind of talking about right now, which you call science.
Like the red light beds, the cold plunge.
I've been doing red light for the last 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you noticed?
Absolutely.
Now, is that why you look so young in the face?
Could be. Also, because I wore a hat for all my entire life, that maybe I didn't get as much sun in my face. This could be a real thing.
Oh, true.
So, like,
that is true.
That's a real thing.
Because when I get a lot of sun, when the burn starts to wear off, it doesn't look as young and voluptuous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, no. So, I think, like,
if I just,
like, my insecurity of my hair actually helped me age slower. Or it was a lot of red light that I've been doing for the last 5 years.
So you've been on it for a long time.
Yes. I absolutely know. I will tell you 100%. I've noticed, even with my shitty hair, I've noticed hair growth. I've noticed like the thickness in the hair. I've noticed your skin feels nicer. I've noticed I sleep way better. Like I fall asleep way easier. I have less anxiety overall. I've really noticed that. It's like 5 years of me trying this, actually.
Who got you into red light therapy?
I've always been into kind of weird things to try to like life hack because of, you know, obviously the fitness and like just trying to be better, trying to be stronger. So I always try to look for any edge I could get, like the cold plunge stuff, which is like one of the, honestly, I've been doing that for the longest. I've been doing not necessarily cold plunges, but very, very cold baths and very, very cold, like ice baths because I didn't have a cold plunge and very cold showers.
It's game changing.
Yeah, it changed my life.
I can't understand the people that don't work out or don't do any of this health stuff. I wonder how they feel. Like, imagine something like...
Well, it's all perspective, right? You don't know how great you can feel.
Yeah.
These things until you do them consistently. You're like, whoa, I actually feel like I feel sharper. I feel smarter. I feel more productive. I feel better about everything. My mind feels better. And I think people don't realize how good they can feel.
And how good you're able to like take on stress. I think like the cold plunge and hot tub and sauna and red light and all this stuff helps me better manage my stress. I really think it does. Like when you do all that stuff, it's hard for shit to phase you.
Yeah, I think it's a fact. I think the literal fact, I mean, you know, even now you go into a cold plunge, you still have to go, okay, like I'm ready. You have to mentally be prepared for that. And I think that even beyond just the actual application of the cold, like even beyond the actual application of being cold and all the really positive benefits it has for your body, the act of you, like the mental fortitude of knowing that, okay, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to do this, is also training your brain in a way that allows you to overcome things that are fucking difficult.
Yeah.
And make you better at everything else. Because that's what life is, difficult shit.
Yeah. If you can get your ass up and go in a cold plunge every day, it makes other difficult tasks easier to tackle. What? Or even just attempting to tackle. Like, I feel like if you do cold plunge every day, you have better chances of like trying something new that's harder. Because you're like, fuck, I can do the cold plunge. I can do this.
Yeah, you get more of that fuck it mentality. So yeah, we're trying to open a gym out here. We're looking at locations. A few tomorrow, actually, in the morning, we're trying to build like a super gym, right? Because we want to involve not just like the gym space that we have that we already kind of love and we know, we want to involve like more of the stuff we're calling like science, right?
Yeah. So basically the, like a Zoo Culture 2, if you guys haven't seen Zoo Culture 2, it's in Encino. It's the gym Brad just opened.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking insane. So beautiful. We're trying to recreate that in Las Vegas, but with added a science center with, you know, cold plunges, you know, the hot tubs, mineral baths, you name it, red light, hyperbaric chamber.
Sauna.
Saunas. Literally anything you can think of that's fucking science and that can help you, you know, feel better, live longer, we're going to do. And I'm excited for it. I think it's going to happen.
I'm really excited for it. Just got to find the right spot. Make sure we pick a good location.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like Vegas is a place, it seems, I was asking on the phone, it seems like a place where everyone drives like at least 10 minutes to a gym, 5 to 10 minutes.
And with Vegas, there's always new people coming in, coming out.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be huge. Oh, the Super Bowl was just yesterday. How was that? Are you happy with the results?
So I'm not a big kind of sports. I mean, I kind of do watch like the finales, like the finals or the Super Bowl. And I was actually really high on mushrooms, if I'm being honest, before the Super Bowl, or during the Super Bowl, because I went and did like a mushroom ceremony, but that's another story. But at the end of it, I started to come out of it and I went to watch the Super Bowl. And literally when I turned on the Super Bowl was when everyone hated it. I turned on the Super Bowl, it's 35-35, and I'm watching it and it was like that last play.
Oh, you saw the holding?
The holding, yes. And I was like, even on mushrooms, like kind of being out of it, I was like, why the fuck would they call that shit? He wasn't going to catch the ball. Like, let them play this game. Let them decide this game without the refs being like, the 5-yard penalty, now it's like a fucking shoo-in.
I thought that sucked because no matter what, like it didn't affect the play.
Exactly. That's why it shouldn't have been called.
And the fact it didn't affect the play and then the call literally changed the game.
Well, the game was over at that point.
It made the game over.
Yeah.
That call solidified the win for...
Yeah. And it's not... They both played amazing. Like, both those teams played incredible. It's not as if, like, Kansas couldn't have won, but it was just like, damn, let them, like, grind it out. You're talking about the Super Bowl, which is like a fucking regular game.
I think most people that didn't have any money on the game or who were, like, super fans of a team, I think a non-biased person would say that that's probably not the way the Super Bowl should end.
Fuck.
Is by that, like, a call like that, even if it was, like, a legitimate call, because I don't know the rules.
It really was, like, not. The guy barely touched his jersey. It was, he called it holding, but he was, like, he barely touched it. It's not like he grabbed him and yanked him.
Yeah. No, and I agree. I thought it was bullshit. And it sucked for me because I had,
Oh, yeah.
I put $15,000
I saw
coin toss for heads.
That sucks.
And I was going on tails, but then someone told me that heads wins every time.
That's a lot.
Has it been Yeah, it's a lie?
Yeah, dude, what? How? That's like saying 50, that's 50-50.
They said it's been heads 8 times in a row.
Who gives a fuck? It's still 50-50. That's like red and black.
I know, so I went heads, but my idea was go tails. And anyway, so I lost 15 grand on that. And then I had a backup plan. If I lose that 15 grand on the Eagles, and I'd win, I figured I'd win both.
You lost 30K.
I lost 30 grand, yes.
Damn. That's tough. That's really tough. I'm glad I didn't bet on that.
It hurts, but whenever, if you ever, and this goes to anyone.
Don't give the shitty advice. I already know what you don't do.
No, just like if it's going to really affect you if you lose, you probably should never bet.
Okay, good advice.
And then for me also, it's not going to hurt me if I lose, but I have a degenerate gambling uncle. That whenever if I do lose, I just call him and he instantly makes me feel better.
Well, because he's lost everything.
He's lost, yeah. So
your hack to losing and gambling is that you have a even worse like addiction having uncle to judge your losses towards.
Yeah, just like no matter how much I lose, you call him up. He's like,
it's okay. I had it worse.
And then he says like gambling's not. You can't get emotional in gambling. He's like, you can't. You know, you can't do it. And it's like, you're fucking right, dude. You got to move on.
Yeah.
And, you know.
The better advice was just, if you can't lose that money, don't gamble.
Oh, yeah. Don't gamble money that you can.
Man.
I mean, unless it's a lock.
There's no such thing as a lock.
Unless it's a lock. If it's a lock.
Oh, my God. That's.
It's a little different.
Yeah, that's a bad. That's bad.
So I was in Arizona for the Super Bowl, and I just for like Happy Dad promotion. And I wanted a haircut so bad. So I flew out my barber from Miami.
Is that why he was there?
I flew him out.
Holy shit.
For one cut.
How much was the cut?
Well, he was paying me whatever. I paid him
$3,700.
$3,700 for one cut.
And you pay for his flight.
And I paid for his flight.
Cost total for you to get him there? How much did it cost total to get the cut and have him there?
It's probably like a $4,500 cut.
Fuck, dude.
But that's the thing, dude. I'm like, I don't want to.
Why do you do that?
Because, like, I have loyalty to, you know, my people. Like,
that's
my
severe barber loyalty.
Severe barber loyalty. And I don't want no other barber, like, touching my hair and talking to me and stuff. And I don't even know, like, what. When I go to new haircut guys, they're like, what do you want? I'm like, dude, I don't know. Like,
he is really good.
Like, you know, last time I got a haircut by someone that wasn't my barber, I was like, dude, I don't know what to get. Let me call my fucking barber and he'll tell you. And
he is really good, that guy.
It was actually, it was pretty insane. Oh, and then before that was the UFC fight. Islam versus Volkanovski. No, I did not lose any money on it. I wanted to bet on Volkanovski. But what do you think about that? Because I thought, when I was watching that, I was like, holy shit, Volkanovski won.
Yeah, I didn't watch it live. I watched the highlights back, and then I saw that I watched the fight play out. And yeah, it's just one of those things, like obviously Islam is like the guy, so in order to beat him, you have to beat him super decisively. But it like if you weren't watching it for, I don't know, maybe some sort of love for a certain person or not, you might be like, damn, Volkanovski fucking
won. The end, he was on top of him, smashing his face.
Yeah, but there were other rounds that Islam had. I know why there's an argument here.
But Islam's great, but I really thought he won.
Yeah, I kind of did too. I was pretty, once I watched it, like, because I knew what had happened prior, so I kind of knew where it was going. And I was kind of like a little bit like, oh, that kind of sucked, because he did a fucking phenomenal job. I thought he won, for real.
Yeah,
I didn't, so another one of those things. But again, you gotta beat the champ, like, for real. Like, you have to, no questions, beat that guy.
So is that just a thing in the UFC where, like, the champ has a little edge?
I think
everything.
Fighting sports are like that, where it's like, if you're going to beat the guy with the belt, you have to really beat the guy. You can't just like kind of beat him. It can't be like debatable. It can't be like, well, you got him here, but he got you there. It has to be pretty decisive, I think.
That seems kind of fair.
Yeah.
Because that means if you have the belt, that means you had to really beat the guy, like 100% exactly. Beat the guy, you
exactly.
know?
Yeah.
And I guess that's perks of having the fucking belt.
Yeah.
It's like.
They got to fight up, you know?
Yeah. It's like.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Like MasterChef when you have.
I don't know if it's like Master. They're not fighting. They're cooking.
Or like if it's like The Bachelor with the roses and shit.
I don't think it's like that either.
Do you watch The Bachelor?
No.
Bro, shit's crazy.
I don't have time for that dumbass shit. I can't, I got too much shit going on in my life I'm trying to fix.
The thing is, if you have a girlfriend, if you got a lady, you probably watch The Bachelor. Because it's like you watch it with them and it's a fun time.
I'm working on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're
I'm really working on it.
Yeah, how's your love life, dude? Because you're depressed, honestly.
No.
I mean, you seem... Bradley...
Dude, I'm not depressed.
Dude, Bradley's a nice guy, but he's kind of like... He can be an asshole a lot of times, and I don't think...
How am I ever an asshole? I'm never an asshole to you.
Dude, I just... Like, sometimes I look at you, it just seems like you want to hurt.
Well, what?
Yeah.
That's just how I look.
And even everyone, I feel like you give off... But I feel like you're just going through shit. Even, like, when I was staying at your house last time, I'm like, I'm telling you, like, you okay? Selena says you don't like her.
What? What?
I noticed one thing in Vegas, me tipping out $100 bills. It's like, people are like... mind blown, and they're like,
really?
As compared to Miami, when I give everyone hundreds, no one says a word. I mean, people say thank you, but it's not like it's almost like it's a normal thing
right here.
Yeah, in here it's like are you sure you want to do this every time? Even when I gave like $10 or $11 to change the other days, I was like, people are like, are you sure? I'm like, yes, I'm fucking sure. Take the money and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like Jesus.
No, I don't say that.
No, of course not.
But it's like, yeah, I'm sure. You know, enjoy. Have a good day.
We were just laughing because I gave a homeless guy $100 yesterday and he just snatched my hand. He was like, thank you. And walked away.
Yo, that would have took you right back to Miami.
Yeah, Miami. Yeah, they're not. Miami's, I'm glad to be out of Miami, honestly.
I like Vegas.
How long are you out of Miami for? So why'd you, yeah, when'd you decide Vegas? That's something I want to ask you. You're just like, fuck it, I'm going to Vegas.
Dude, I wanted to be closer to everyone too. I want to be closer. Like, me being in Vegas means I'm a JSX flight away from Orange County.
Yeah.
Burbank.
Super easy to get to you.
And, you know, and then I also have Dana here.
Yeah.
Which is cool being close to Dana. But I think what I like about Vegas is just like what money can get you out here.
Way more, bro.
You know, it's like, it sucks that if you want a 4,000 square foot house or 5,000 square foot house in Florida or California, you need to have millions and millions of dollars to spend.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
And then on top of it, it's like getting a mortgage it's not that easy right now, right?
Yeah, it's probably one of the more difficult times. Interest rates are super high. It's pretty fucking crazy right now.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be cool to get like a sweet house and get a mortgage in Florida, but it was like, when I asked my mom, because I never got a mortgage before, I asked her and she says it's historically high.
Yeah, it's really bad, right?
So,
you're like, fuck it, I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah, because you see this house is beautiful, right?
Yeah, it is. It's huge.
It's huge, and it's on a cul-de-sac. It's right by everything, but this house is $890,000.
This house would be fucking $3 million in
count. Easy. $3-4 million, easy. So, yeah, that's why I'm out here in Vegas. I love it. I'm trying to pay back the house by gambling. So far, so good.
That's such a Vegas thing to do.
So far, so good, because I'm not losing. I lost my sports bet, but that's different. But
I'm, what have you been winning at that?
Blackjack.
I don't know how you always do that. That's a really weird one.
I just have a lucky table at the Red Rock, but right now I'm plus. I mean, I lost 30, so I'm plus like $170,000 in the last 2 months, so
That's pretty fucking good.
I need like $620,000 more, and then I'll break even on the house, and then...
Damn.
Yes.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's exciting, man.
Dude.
But you could lose it all and like just completely have bought two houses for the price of one.
No, I won't lose it all. I'm strategic.
I don't know, you always talk about strategy and gambling, but I are you net positive in gambling in life, or are you net negative? Like, in life, are you positive for gambling? Because if not, then you still lost everything. You see what I'm saying?
I definitely am positive.
You think so? Like,
I've been having a really good run, even on sports recently, even on the Super Bowl, that time I won 100 grand in the Super Bowl, that helps me out a lot.
You think overall gambling lifetime, Steve will do it, hours played, you have a
gambling positive. In real life casinos and sports betting? Yes.
Okay.
I'd say, I mean, mean, you minus, you don't think of high, Rubet and Stake and all those websites, Rollbit. It's hard to say if I'm positive or negative on there.
I see.
Let's not even count that. In real life gambling and sports betting, I am positive, yeah, for sure.
How much positive do you think you are?
I'm not sure. It's so much money. Yeah. Like, just played a lot of winning days, a lot of losing days. But I think my winning days, because, you know, I'll win $100,000 or $60,000 or another $100,000. But there's never times where I'm losing $100,000 or losing $60,000. I usually cut it off before it gets to that.
I see.
Because I can't lose more than I afford to lose in where it will affect me, because then that's not good.
Yeah.
Do you remember me saying to you that I think that Aiden Ross is going to get canceled?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I was saying that. I was like, I just feel like...
Which is so weird, because you did say that fucking...
A long time ago. Not a long time ago, but...
Like, no. It was a long time ago.
Like...
It was when we did the pod with him, which was like a month or two.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, I'm predicting right now that if Aiden keeps up what he's doing, he's going to get canceled. And I love Aiden Ross.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that as being a hater or thinking that he should be canceled. I just know that right now when I see shit of Aiden, he's actually awesome, because he's spreading positive shit, like, to better yourself, go to the gym, even the celibate and no porn shit.
Yeah, that's what I do. Not celibate, but...
But the no porn shit, like... I don't see that there's any negatives to that. I don't think it's crazy important to cut out porn and that shit. But I see everything he's promoting is very positive. And it's so funny that I see a kid, massive influence, promoting very positive stuff and the gym and everything. And then my gut feeling after seeing the positivity is he's going to get canceled. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. But he's not necessarily getting canceled now. He's just moving to a different platform. I thought he was getting back to move to.
Yeah, but he was saying that Twitch said if he keeps up what he's doing.
I wonder, I don't think Ross is a liar, but I would ask him, and I'd love to ask him if that's actually real.
Oh, you think he's just saying that just so the move to kick it?
What if it was, yeah, exactly. What if it was just a big play?
Oh.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know the facts.
It could be.
I've never had this conversation, but... If I was thinking like, okay, how would I tell my audience that I'm going to go from here to there without being like, I'm just going here to get a bag, I'll say that, oh, they're silencing me. Because that's what I saw. I saw the video. I saw all this stuff. I'd love to ask Aiden about this personally, for real. So Aiden, if you're there, you still have to come to my podcast. You've flaked too many times. It's a real thing.
Could be a genius play, but also like he's repping Tate pretty hard.
He is.
And Tate's canceled, and you know Tate's a good guy. You've met
him. Yeah.
Dude, the guy is not a human trafficker. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
I can't wait to see.
Right? Like, wouldn't you, if you had to bet, you'd say he's not a human trafficker, obviously.
If I had to bet, yeah.
Like, if you had to, like, I mean, I was with him when he was...
He did now, so I did see this clip where he was talking about, like, you know, fucking on his own website, talking about basically like committing fraud to someone who works for him. He was talking about getting the girls and then like telling her it's taxes or something like that, and like taking more than your share. Like, he was literally teaching that. So that's the one thing I saw about Tate on a like his own actual site that I was like, interesting. But I don't know about the human trafficking thing.
Well, the thing is with Tate, I'm biased because he actually does like help me out in life. Like, he motivates.
Of course. No, I'm not taking away from any of them.
So, like, I am biased in Tate. Like, when you're going through shit and then you hear a motherfucker saying, depression isn't real, like, get the fuck up, do whatever it takes, like, men have to work hard, like, it's good to hear that. You're like, fuck, you're right. Like,
yeah.
Life's not easy.
I'm not at all taken away from that, because I think he's wonderful at that, and I think that's the reason why he has so many people who are, like, so dedicated and supportive of him, is because of that aspect. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying there are other things that I know also, like, would be like, oh, this is interesting for sure. So but do I think he's a human trafficker? Like, actually, I don't, honestly.
By the way, this podcast is sponsored by Pfizer. They paid me $700,000 for this.
No, they didn't.
And
but they are paying people. I saw someone post about getting the vaccine, like literally 3 days ago on their feet.
I saw a... Is it Park? Who was it? I swear to God.
I almost unfollowed. I'm not going to lie.
Was it an athlete? Dude, I saw an athlete post a Pfizer thing. Who the fuck was
an athlete?
It was...
No, like a soccer player. Like a big one. I swear.
I don't know. But yeah, they're giving deals to people like who are, yeah, in sports. I've seen it. It's kind of insane to think that, like, okay, we're going to now do paid advertisement to influencers to get...
Well, I don't get the whole Pfizer thing or any of the vaccines, because apparently it costs, like, a really low amount of money, or they want it with Moderna, or, what is Moderna?
It's another pharmaceutical company.
So I don't know what the stuff... I'm just reading stuff online. I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently it costs, like, say if it costs $1 to make, then they sell it for $10.
Well, that's just, I mean, bro, that's even like insulin is not what it should cost. It's so, so exorbitantly priced just because they know they can't. Like, there's so much of that, like, in medicine that's actually kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's why we're going to have Gary Brecka on the podcast very soon to talk about all this stuff, because this stuff's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, man. The insulin one's pretty crazy because, like, that's people's, like, literally, like, lifeline, and it costs so much money.
I heard insulin... And I don't know if it's right or not, wrong, but I heard insulin is very cheap to produce.
Yeah, but exactly.
Like super cheap to produce.
Extremely expensive to buy. It's pretty fucking crazy. But it's like if diabetics don't have it, they will die. Like that's how crazy it is. It's fucked.
The whole world is just, everyone's just businessman.
Yeah, you could say.
Because that's a pretty sweet business. You got like. That's imagine me selling.
Hey, you don't want to die?
Yeah, like.
Pay me all your money.
Wow.
Pretty fucked, man.
Wait, so yeah, now you're here speaking of money, and we were speaking of Vegas, and we're speaking of gambling. How much do you fucking love that I gamble?
I like when you win, when you.
Wait, your question was how much does she love when you gamble?
How much does she love when I gamble? A lot, right? A few days ago when I won 60 grand, what happened?
I buy her.
Give me some.
Every time I win, so I gave her $10,000. And then a few weeks ago, when I won $33,000, what happened? I sent you $14,000 on Zelle. Another couple weeks ago, when I won $110,000, $10,000. Right?
Damn, she's coming up, dude.
And then before, when I won, Timmy sent you like $4,000. So like, in the past 3 months, you're up like 30-something thousand.
Hey, wait a minute. This is fucked, because... On the last podcast we did with
I think it got deleted from my fucking channel because of YouTube, but you said that he was giving you less when you guys got married. It sounds like he's giving you a lot more.
He has it. Yeah, and you guys are making me sound so bad.
No, it's not bad. But this is bad.
It wasn't that he was giving me less. It's just at that time, it's like, no, you hadn't in a while, but like...
How many times?
It's not a big... It's fine.
How many times?
But don't say that you're doing more, but now you are...
Like, okay. Can you answer this question?
You're really sweet.
How much money? No, this is cold hard cash. In the last year, in the last 12 months,
hilarious.
How much money have I given you cash, bank wire, and Zelle?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'll say it right now. Zelle, bank wire, I'd say $85,000.
So how much cash?
100.
Oh, shit.
100,000 cash?
I don't know.
Do you agree? Or do you think more or less?
Oh, shit.
But.
It's funny.
But like.
Pretty dope.
You helped me with like my YouTube videos, and I can get you pretty dope gifts now.
Yeah, she just bought me a gun from the Civil War.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why that's up there, that fucking gun?
Yeah, she bought it.
Where'd you find that at?
At the Pawn Stars pawn shop, but he went first. He took me and...
How much that cost? How much does a gun like that cost?
$2,000.
Oh, that was dope. The one with the knife that flips out?
No, that one was more... He got the, like, really expensive ones.
What about the revolver, like, the more silver one?
It was, like, $4,000.
That was dope. I like
that.
Yeah.
And the samurai sword was, like, $4,000.
The small one, yeah, because they hold two.
It's pretty sick,
yeah. It's pretty cool.
But so it's pretty sick that I'm gambling because you win, too, right?
Yeah, it's fun when you win.
Yeah, because you get money.
Yeah.
Wow, so sweet. You guys are so cute, dude. Honestly, it's dope.
And yeah, it's sick, because if I win, I have like $50,000 cash.
What happens when you lose, though? You get stressed? Does she have to help you?
I'm definitely better at it. But yeah, you get stressed. Like last night, I was pissed off. I was so pissed just because I guess I was more pissed just I felt like the game that was fucked at the end. Like it's just like that. I hate how that the Super Bowl was the Chiefs winning was based on a hold. Like not saying that they would have not.
Yeah.
Like the Chiefs probably, you know, they maybe still would have won, but I feel like
yeah,
because of that holding call on a play that the holding didn't even affect, or a lot of people are saying it wasn't holding, they like locked in the win.
Yeah.
And that like pissed me off. Like that really pissed me off.
A lot of people felt that way. Like most people.
Like, yeah, the diehard Eagles fans.
Yeah, they're fucking mad, dude.
You obviously know I'm canceled off YouTube, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, I just had a great idea and
sucks. It sucks for me because like, I like, you're like an actual friend of mine and I like all my content is just kind of me just chilling like with my friends and working out. And it's like, I feel like I have to dance around filming content with you. It's fucking stupid. It kind of sucks. Like, it does actually suck.
No, it sucks, but also.
It's bad for me. I mean, it's not bad, but I gotta be extra creative.
Yeah, everyone's got to be careful. It's crazy. But we have alternatives. The Chinese. The Chinese. Hear me out.
What is that?
So the Chinese.
TikTok?
No. The Chinese banned YouTube, and they have their own YouTube.
What's it called?
I forgot.
Damn, good. Someone Google that Chinese YouTube.
But I was going to move to their platform where I'm accepted.
Steve will do it all taking over Chinese YouTube?
Yeah, so it'll be like my videos, but voice dubs. But
Youku.
Yeah, so there's a and dude, the Chinese, the population's massive.
Yeah, it's the
imagine population. If I have dope videos and my voice is dubbed Chinese, and then I can do like what Mr. Beast does.
Oh, it'd be like Mr. Beast.
But I can get like a dope, like a like someone well known in China or something that people recognize, know the voice, you know?
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah, like he gets like the, like if his videos are dubbed in Spanish, he'll get like the Spanish Spider-Man.
Yeah, like the biggest actor.
Yeah.
He's smart for that, man. You should do that. Get the biggest Chinese actor and have him dub your voice.
Yeah.
Steve will do it.
Yeah, so I'm going to the Chinese YouTube.
Are you really?
Dude, I love China.
Why?
I mean, dude, have you seen Chinese people? You just look at them, you're like, a fucking...
They're great.
And dude, Baccarat.
Baccarat, is that Chinese?
No, but Baccarat does make you love, like, Chinese people and Asian people.
Why? Because it's, sometimes you play and it's in fucking, like, Chinese or Mandarin or something?
No, they're just good at it.
Oh.
They can...
Oh, remember when we were playing with that guy who was from China? The watch guy? He was good at that shit. I think we were at the Red Rock in a private room. And I think Neil was there. Was one
of those. Oh, but in the Hard Rock.
Hard Rock, exactly. I saw that guy again in Dubai.
Brad, I know you want a kid, right?
I want a kid, yeah. I want a family.
I want one too, but I don't really want, like, it's not for like, when I say I want a kid, I want a family.
Okay.
I want a fucking science experiment.
What does that mean?
I'm addicted to science, right?
So... You're going to have a kid and like what make it like supercharge this kid? Is that
supercharge him. So okay. Fresh out the womb, he goes on the
straight into the red light.
Goes straight in the red light. Okay. PMF mat. Okay. imagine doing NAD to a 36 hour baby.
I don't know if you can.
Will he ever exceed 36 hours?
I don't know if you can do that. I think there's probably some.
Like could he go back to zero?
The red light thing might work. The PMF thing could, I don't know about the injecting the NAD.
I know the, trial. Well, talking to people, I know the red light you can do right away. Like,
yeah, that makes
sense. As soon as they're like the PMF mat, you can do right away.
Yeah.
The oxygen baths you can do right away.
Yeah. Everything external, I think is okay. I don't know about, NAD.
But I think it'd be cool to make a, like a superhuman baby and then just kind of like have like what my parents have with me, just like. You know, like an appreciating asset.
Wow.
You know?
Damn. You were an appreciating asset. You were at one point, you were super depreciated.
I was a deep sleeper, which is
crazy. You really came back from that.
Yeah, dude, for me.
It's kind of crazy.
It's insane because my parents live like the good life.
Yeah, I know.
Like my mom drives a Lamborghini.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
She doesn't have a job. well, sure, job is to help me, but I don't know. They've inspired me to be like, fuck, like they did, they hit the jackpot without even trying.
Yeah.
Imagine if I tried.
Yeah, you're trying to put that energy.
Like right from the beginning, yeah. This guy's going to make me fucking.
I wonder what age you can start getting an IV. I'm actually curious in that. Because the veins have to be developed. Like obviously a little kid couldn't get an IV, but I wonder what age you could start that at. Probably like 12.
Yeah, start doing the IVs at 12. But I would love to just have a kid for a science experiment. And the science experiment is, how much money can this little fucker make me? You know?
And then you could be like your mom.
And the thing is, I'm not going to even need the money. So I have a guitar lesson. I've been taking guitar every day. And I've been going crazy on my science. If I could just tell you what I did today. Because when everyone's like telling me, when I'm like this canceled, I'm like, they're like, oh, you can't be on Nelk Boys. You can't be on Bradley. And you can't be on Selena. And the only thing I could think of is why this is happening to me. Because I have angels in my life. Like, I believe like, that I'm protected above, and I don't just believe that to believe it. It's just so many things have happened in my life to where it's like, holy fuck, I have someone looking out for me, and
yeah.
Karma is real, and you know, doing good, you do get good back. So it's hard to really accept how I'm like canceled from Nelk Boys and just YouTube, and I didn't do anything. And what I can think of is like, maybe it's a good thing to do all the things that I'm not doing that I've always wanted to do. For over 10 years, I've wanted to learn guitar again. For like over 10 years. And for over 10 years of me, like I've been working out, I've always wanted to be ripped and in good shape. So as of right now, because of what's happening with the cancellation and just recently, like when they said you're not allowed on Nelk Boys and this and that, I've gotten like so much better at guitar, and I've learned so many things I thought that I would never learn. And I'm currently right now in the best shape of my life.
Yeah.
Like I'm like addicted to science. Like today I woke up, as soon as I wake up, I turn on the PMF mat to alkalize my body. And then I go back to bed for 30 minutes. And then I walk upstairs, do 10 minutes, 20 minutes walking on the treadmill while sucking down oxygen. Red light bed. Right after red light bed, I go in an oxygen bath for 50 minutes. Right after that, I go in the mineral bath and cold plunge. Right after that, I work out with my trainer. Right after that, you do more cardio. Right after that, I work out with my trainer again.
And you're eating a ton in between.
Eating a ton in between. Then right after that, we went and we did cold plunge and sauna.
Yeah.
And the mineral bath again. And yeah, so that's like 5-6 hours of work. And I'm doing that every day. I feel $1 million. And the biggest thing I notice is that like, it's kind of hard to be like sad or mad, like at the end, like towards the middle of the day and the end of the day, it's pretty hard to be upset. Even if everything seems like it's shit, it's like, fuck, you feel so good mentally. And I don't know, I'm pretty happy in life right now because of it.
That's 'cause perspective, man.
It's perspective, but it really helps you out, man. If anyone's struggling out there, I'm telling you, just being healthy and being physically active and looking good and being happy with yourself physically and mentally will do a big difference in everything, you know?
You just got to make sure you take the steps to get there, because it's obviously easy to say that, right? But like you're doing all these other things that are making a really big difference for you. Just important for people to try to like, if they can't do all of them, try to do one, try to do two, try to do a few, try to do more, you know?
Yeah.
It's like not everyone could be like, I could spend 6 hours of my day working on this and this. But you got to do what you can, like when you can. And the more that you can and the more things that you get to add, I think there's so much benefit to it. I know for sure. It just makes your mind just feel calmer. And if you're calmer, you could produce more. You could be more creative. You could be more everything.
Yeah. It makes you sharper, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So highly.
Great.
Yeah. And I think it's even awesome that I'm here and however, you know, at least 100,000 people are going to hear this. And I think it's awesome to influence people to, you know, do good things for themselves.
Yeah. Be healthier. Look at you, dude. You're about to be a fucking gym influencer all of a sudden. Like, actually, you go to the gym, you know, have fucking all the science stuff.
Yeah, dude, I'm into it. This science shit is the only time in my life I've ever been interested in, like, learning stuff.
Yeah.
Like I've never been like, I've never wanted to learn anything like when it comes to school or any like anything, even like simple things like the word parallel and horizontal and shit like that. When I hear that, I don't know if I get it now. But for so long, I had no idea what it meant, but it's because I did not want to know.
Well, so here's the question.
Does that make sense? Like, I hear horizontal, and I'm like, what the fuck is that?
And you're like, fuck.
But instead of me just, like, I could look it up or ask in a second, it's like, I don't want to know that. I have zero interest in knowing anything.
Why do you think you feel so differently about this stuff? Because you could actually, like, feel the difference, see the difference, because it's tangible?
Yeah, and I'm like passionate about it.
Why though? That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm passionate about talking about the human body,
yeah,
and science stuff, and
I love it all.
I'm passionate about talking, you know, to my trainer about the gym. Like, I have so much fun like talking to Arturo, my trainer, about like that machine you have where you stand up and do shoulders.
Yeah,
something like that. I get so happy. Like, holy fuck! Like, how do you have that machine? You know, like,
is it just because you're like, because you know it's help making you better? Like,
I think it's a lot of things, but I'm so into it. Like, I'm like I would be down to take like a class online to learn about the human body. I'd be down to like read a book and write notes on the human body.
Yeah, you become like a full, imagine this whole arc of yours becoming this full, like, fucking like science, fucking human biology type fucking, that'd be insane.
And then,
you should do it.
I think I could do it because...
Be sick.
Because something I learned about myself, if I really like want something or like something, I can do it. But if I don't like something or don't want to do something, you can't even... something can't capture any of me.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't want to learn fucking math, like, I'm not going to know anything about it. Anything. Like, I won't even... And that could... You could be seen as being stupid, but... That stupidity that people see is maybe just lack of interest and not wanting to be smart in that area at all.
Yeah, just literally what you just said, man. That's true. It's real.
So,
yes, you do. Growing up, you're about to be a fucking human biologist. It'd be sick. Imagine if Steve will do it. What do you got, like a PhD, dude?
It'd be so
for like 6 years.
But it is crazy going to school for that stuff because like just because I have, you know, the friends I have that are into that stuff. And they go to school and it's like, in school, they teach you the wrong things kind of.
For those specific things?
For like doctor shit.
Yeah. I mean, they teach you like how to prescribe and they teach you like.
But it's not like 100% like to the science.
Yeah. I think they teach you like.
Like a lot of it's non-science.
Yeah. They teach you a lot of like basic things. And then like the practice is what gets like convoluted with just like money and business.
It's because there's money involved. Exactly. So, like, the fact that there's money involved, science is kind of, you know, put to the side. And then you're supposed to trust the science, but it's not.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. But I think people are starting to, like, grow kind of past that for sure. In the last few years, I know it's been more relevant. Like, people like Gary who are coming out and, like, actually kind of diving deeper than... like the surface on just like what's understood as far as healthy or not healthy or needed versus not needed.
But people like Gary coming out and speaking their minds, it's dangerous for them.
Yeah.
It comes with a price. I saw the podcast with you and Kyle, which was, you know, a really good podcast. It's about time that happened. I think it was a good thing. Yeah. But even Kyle saying how it's crazy that people are trusting the government, and he used COVID as an example. That was crazy. I can't even believe he said that. Like, that's pretty ballsy, right? Even though he's 100% right, like, he said you cannot, like, how do you trust the government when we just went through COVID? Did he say the kind of like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's like, it's just crazy because when you get all the facts, when it was all said and done, and they're like, actually, we've kind of fucked this all up. This stuff was really important. It's just like, dude, it's like, you guys know this shit.
It's insane. And even today, like, it's crazy when you see people wearing masks still. Like, in the air, I saw someone today solo in the car wearing a mask.
I mean,
I flicked them off.
You're stupid. But there are people
who
always wore a mask even prior to COVID. There are a lot of people who did that.
So, last question. Will you ever get vaccinated?
That's funny.
Last question. Will you ever get vaccinated?
Dude,
No, dude.
Now, if I said Bradley, here, B. Martin. Here's.
Will you ever get vaccinated?
No, no.
Yeah, so what? So, what the fuck?
Like, what if I gave you $1 million, would you get vaccinated? Me either, right?
That's not enough money.
See, I'm talking to smart people, and apparently they think it's going to be crazy in the future.
I don't even, yeah, that's it.
And that unvaxxed sperm is going to be like,
no
shit.
No way.
Yeah.
Like, no way.
Where you're like, good luck trying to, you know, pump your load inside of a girl if you're vaxxed. It's just not going to slide.
Meaning like?
They just won't do it.
Meaning like an
Like if you want like a good girl, she's not going to let you dump her load in her. It's like having AIDS.
Wait.
You're going to have to lock.
Wait. Hold on a second. Are you saying that the vaxxed women aren't going to let the unvaxxed?
No. Okay. Women. The unvaxxed women, yes, are not going to let vax come inside them.
Oh, you think it's going to get to that point?
It's going to be like, you know, that's.
Like, we're talking like the Hunger Games over here. Like, what's going on?
To where, like.
I don't know, man.
And you know what's crazy is there's a lot of fucking people vaccinated.
Yeah, a lot.
Like at least 10,000.
The question I have is, you said 10,000?
At least.
You said 10,000?
At least, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's definitely a extremely small number.
No, I think it's billions. Isn't it billions?
I don't know.
I think it's in the B.
I think it is billions. My question is, do they know about if you have sex with a girl that's unvaxxed? Did they talk about this? Is it like you get some of that shit?
No.
That's been vaxxed? Like if she's been vaxxed?
No, I'm just talking to smart people and they just think that it's going to be an issue later and that they would never, and this is a girl, that they would never have a baby with a vaxxed person.
Damn, that's deep.
Yeah. Apparently, like, unvaxxed sperm is like Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, it's only going up.
There's only 21 million in there and half, you know?
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah. So, no, I'm not.
That's why I've been saving up. I've been saving every load I dump.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you put it?
Fridge.
Wow. It's kind of weird. Which fridge? The one with where I got the chicken?
Happy Dad, right? Fridge.
Oh, okay. No. Not that one.
Right, Self?
Put some in ice cube trays.
Okay, you guys are capping now.
No, I make her, she catches it in her mouth and then she spits it in a tray.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, blowjobs are sick.
Blowjobs are dope, dude. We should talk about that. Yeah, they're amazing. Fuck.
Just like, and I love being such like a high value man to where you just like, blowjob. I don't say.
Doesn't happen.
No, I don't say the word. I just pull down my pants. Right? Like yesterday happened twice.
All right, tell the truth. Okay, she's not speaking on the subject.
But it's so sick. Like guys, if you want like unlimited blowjobs, give your girl a few $100,000 in 1 year, buy a house, have them be the housewife, and then you can demand blowjobs whenever.
I don't know about demand.
Dude, isn't it sick being high value man? Because I'm like.
She doesn't like this.
No, it's cool. I would never be disrespectful and just say, give me a blowjob. I kind of pull down my pants and just like kind of do like, don't say anything. So it's kind of.
You've been easy doing these.
I just feel like my mother was.
If anything, you're kind of sexually assaulting me.
Because you just go like this, right? You go like this.
I just don't do anything.
And so you,
like.
That's crazy. You got her.
You do.
Yo, you got her.
I don't say the word. I kind of.
He just goes like this. And then you do that. So sexually, it's you.
Where? Sal. And I'm like, what?
That's great content.
It's always different. It's always approached differently, you know?
But it's pretty cool. You just fucking just pull down the pants and just be like,
damn, so that's all on her.
But yeah, it's sexual assault, but I love it.
Yeah, wow. That's true love.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think that's the episode. Shout out to our sponsorship, Pfizer.
They're not sponsored.
Shield. But guys, I have a guitar lesson right now. You saw my video after two lessons, I gave this guy a car.
That was dope as fuck. That was really cool.
It was so sick.
Did he pull up in a Tesla?
Yeah, pulls the Tesla. But yeah, guys, that's the episode. If you guys want to see Bradley on more, definitely was easier for me to do this podcast with Bradley. This is probably the longest episode.
Yeah.
But if you guys want to see Bradley on more, we live really close to each other. We're trying to open up a gym.
Yeah.
We're trying to open up a gym here in Vegas, so I definitely could make Bradley a reoccurring, you're even a host or a reoccurring member on the Steve Will Do It podcast, because
it'd be an honor.
It was easy, right? It's fun.
Super.
It's, dude, I think me, you, and Selena are, I think it's an easy talk.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel weird.
Not at all.
Because when I do this solo, I am so fucking stressed, dude.
Stressed, dude? Who the fuck says that?
I'm a Canadian.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Dude, like straight to it.
Dude.
Stress, dude.
If you want to stress, dude.
He's been saying that for years. That's the first time I ever heard him say that.
Well, it's like a thing with him and his friends from home. Like,
just Trailer Park Boys. So, yeah, if you, speaking Canadian is fun. Canadians are so dumb, dude.
What about Kyle? What about the?
Kyle's a genius, but.
Fucking Drake, Bieber. A lot of smart fucking Canadians.
Drake's a loser.
Drake's a loser? He's a genius, dude. What the fuck?
No, it's just funny calling, like, fucking a guy with a Boeing 737 a loser.
Four beds on there.
I find humor in that.
No, I do too. I get it. It's
like
comedy.
Like, Drake's a loser. It's like, it's fucking Drake.
Got it. We're out of here. Appreciate you guys.